Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, Jesus Grows.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Anyone who has closely observed a child growing up will understand the poignance of Luke's words, "The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." For example, I recently watched our young adult daughter orchestrate a room full of employees as they set up a huge banquet. And all the while, I kept also seeing backward in time to the little girl who orchestrated her toy ponies on the living room carpet. When a son received his officer commission as an Air Force pilot, I thought of him flying a plane, but also pictured him while he was still perfecting his driving technique. Same thing with our other three, not to mention the additional little ones we've had in our lives. It goes so fast, not unlike these next weeks in our liturgical calendar when we squeeze Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection into a little over 3 months' time. But just as my kids have grown, my life calendar feels like it's been equally scrunched. An entire generation of infants now become adults. To see them grow in strength and wisdom, to feel heartache at their losses and struggles and joy at their victories and celebrations as time moves, whether I want it to or not, is heartbreaking sometimes and inexpressibly heart-filling at others. Surely Mary and Joseph experienced this as well, but that's not actually what I mean today. I'm thinking about how we Christians can be tempted to stop time and keep Jesus a baby. It's easy to worship him in that Holy Spirit glow of Mary and Joseph's arms at the temple, and we definitely need to do that. But we also have to let him grow in strength and wisdom and favor. We try to keep Jesus a baby when we choose the safety of what we know, rather than God's call to something new that seems scary, maybe even dangerous. From healing a broken family relationship, to committing to a vocational or professional path, to standing strong for racial or economic or environmental justice. On the other hand, we let Jesus grow in strength and wisdom when our worship, especially our Christmas joy, flourishes from the interior and bears the fruit of action in these areas and more, all on behalf of God's reign. It can be frightening to let Jesus grow up. He's so safe in Mary's arms. And so are we, worshiping him there. But everyone, there's more waiting for him and for us, heartbreaking and heart-filling, because obviously we're not letting Jesus do anything. We're the ones needing to grow. So we follow him out into the mystery of his future and ours.